This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C-Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. The Stars do go on the road tonight against the Winter Pigs, and we're looking forward to them taking them down, hopefully.
You're going
to
stick with that, huh?
I am going to stick with it, dude. I think it's hilarious, the Winter Pigs. The thing, though, is it's felt like Miko has been dominating, obviously, these playoffs, and then Granlund gets his hat trick. Which other line we'll get a hat trick tonight. It doesn't have to be a hat trick, but
Robo,
it is kind of that, man, Wyatt Johnston throws in an occasional goal.
Yeah.
What other line do you think is going to be a force in tonight's game against the Winter Pigs? And then pick a player off that line that might actually, because ultimately, Kevin, if your other three lines can neutralize their other three lines and your top scoring line can outscore their best scoring line, you're feeling pretty good about your team. You're feeling like, man, we did our job tonight. Our goalie was set up for success. Our top line was the better top line, but the rest of the team, again, neutralized, kept them from doing much, and really helped us out. And obviously tonight, you know, with the different line changes for Pete DeBoer, he's going to have an adjustment there. If they come back home, he'll have the advantage, which I always trust him with that. But what is it? What is the line to tonight's game that you think? No, not a line of cocaine. Somebody texted that in.
You'll think a lot of people scored goals.
The one that steps up tonight in game five.
So, and you just mentioned one of the people in the combination is, I would think, and you could move this around, but Robertson and Wyatt Johnston, I think that combination, if we're sticking with that, can come alive.
So what is it about Robertson? He's had a lot of chances. Right. He's honestly had more chances than I expected. I expected him to come back in and still try and find his legs. And in the first game, obviously, there were some moments where he got thrown up against the wall or, you know, he just didn't look right. There have been moments, though, in the last few games where he has swooped in. And I was like, where did he come from?
Yeah.
And then, oh my, it was so close.
We need you to convert on that.
And you can see it on his face too, right? Like you can see that, like you can see him looking to those gods and, oh, I was so close on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also, doesn't it look like the Jets are trying to get underneath his skin? That he and the Jets have had back and forth a lot. And I've thought that was really interesting of they're trying to get underneath Robertson's skin and get into his head. Because they don't think that he's prepared for this.
I mean, look, there have been arguments over the years that perhaps Robertson is a little soft. But I think those arguments came in cooperation with the ideas that the Stars were soft and he was one of their marquee players. And so I kind of get that. Obviously, and I don't want to get into a situation where I'm just like naming the whole team, but Sagan and Ben, I would love to see an offensive contribution. Like I don't just mean they're playing better on offense. I would like them to be involved in the finish of a goal.
Yeah.
Tonight. In addition to
the finish,
like,
or that's our top true. Line, Kevin.
I mean, in addition to Ben dropping hits on people, I would like to see, whether it's an assist or a goal, I'll even take a secondary assist. I would like to see one of them be part of a goal realized.
From the 254, I grew up in Manitoba, even lived in Winter Pig. I've never called it that, but I guarantee you my buddies up there are going to love it. So
nice.
I appreciate that. Yeah, with Robertson, I go back to what Madonna said about Austin Matthews on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. And he was talking about time and space just gets smaller in the playoffs. Jason Robertson during the regular season a lot of times has more time and space, but guys are a little bit faster. You're playing against the best teams in the playoffs, yeah. Obviously. But so what happens is that extra half second that you had to get a shot off, not there anymore. Now you have to get it as almost as soon as it hits your puck. Or like Granlund, you got to give him the no looker, which is practiced. Like they practice that all over the place. So that is something with Robertson, is that as much as that computer does work in his head, that's something that our friend Slim Scotty used to say all the time. Yeah. He's got a computer in his head the way he sees hockey, and that computer just needs to process a little bit faster tonight. And somebody said he's just not aggressive enough for playoff hockey.
I think that can be fair at times.
I've said that for the last couple of years, for sure. I've seen him be more physical than I've ever seen him be in the playoffs, and I've appreciated that out of him. Now, if we can just take that next step, he's not the fastest skater on the ice. He's just not. But he has a fantastic stick, and hopefully that'll pay off for him tonight. Now, I'm hoping that it's Duchesne. Duchesne has been, dude, he hit the post on that one. And every one of these shots has been, man, that was, I can't believe he got that shot off, honestly.
Yeah.
And the way that he skates, he's so crisp and he's so sharp with everything. And it's just been missing a little bit. And that's what he's, well known for with this team, setting dudes up and letting them bury one and then taking advantage of that at times too. So I've been hopeful that Matt Duchesne on that second line, hopefully tonight, is contributing at another level, because I just can't say let's rely on line one all the time.
For sure. For sure. I mean, and like even the Stars, like Miko's been so on fire. They're like, hey, let's go and drop you in line four as well at times. And so clearly they understand where their bread has been buttered in the playoffs.
And I'd love to see Sam Steele get himself one of those empty netters tonight. That would be awesome. Like, I felt like he should have had two or three the other night.
Okay. Quick philosophy hockey question for you. I know the overwhelming answer is that's stupid. You would, of course, not do that. Just a question.
Okay.
Last night during the Vegas-Edmonton game, so you're already down in the series 3-1. You're on your home ice. I realize the overwhelmingly logical thing to do is just stay the course. Do you think a team has ever pulled their goalie in a tie game? Like, then, like, the hell with this. We do not have the legs for overtime. We're injured.
I feel like it probably has happened.
Okay, because I was like, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but there's part of me that was hoping that Vegas was like, the hell with it. They pull their goalie, and they're like, we're going to finish this game right now. Send it back to Edmonton. Keep the series going. Has that thought ever crossed your mind? I realize strategically, probably not.
No, not necessarily in the playoffs, Kevin, because my team has fortunately been pretty good.
Sure.
So I've been hopeful that they didn't need to do something like that. But when desperation calls, you got to answer, right? Yeah. And the desperate team theory is definitely there. And I do realize what I said. My apologies for the stick thing that I said there.
I thought that was tremendous.
877-881-1053. Go ahead.
One of these questions from the 469. When is the Wings' first game? And are y'all going to keep us updated throughout the season to try to get us into it? The Dallas Wings first game tomorrow on the show. We'll have Arike.
Yes, we'll be talking with her for sure. And that is a good, Kevin, that's a good call from the 469 there. Also from the 469, where did it go?
A lot of text. Sorry.
Man, there were a lot of texts. All right, 877-881-1053. What is the oddly satisfying thing that you love. And I got multiple reasons for having this discussion.
Ooh, yeah. Walk me through that.
Today, my wife, she has a few days off. She said, I'm going to do some relaxing things. I do know that she likes to have her head scratched, and she likes to, like, she loves her hair being washed. So she went to a hair spa today, and I didn't know this existed.
A hair spa.
Evidently, you lay down under some rubber mat, and they take this ring that they put over your head, and it shoots water out, and it rinses your hair, and they scrub your hair. And here was the text that I got back from her, all right? Mm-hmm. I texted and said, how is your hair? Because what? Why are you laughing like that? And she said, I'm a new person. That was the best experience.
Neat.
Aside from getting soap in her eye just one time. And so I was like, oh man, like she loves that. It is so satisfying. And I, again, did not know there was a place where you can go just to get your hair washed. Kevin, obviously you didn't either. Because of the shock on your face when I said it. That's why I'm saying
it. Also, because I don't have any hair.
The other day, I was at the dentist. And as the hygienist was cleaning my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Ever so gently.
Please tell that story.
Ever so gently, she was cleaning my teeth. I was like, anyway, I was thinking to myself.
Nope. Tell what happened next.
Can I tell that at the end of this, at the end of this segment?
No deal.
All right. After she got done. Hold on. But this is in the middle of my, like, I'm getting my teeth cleaned. This is what I'm thinking. All right. So I'm setting it here. I'll tell the story.
Plus, it's your segment. I have no leverage here.
I'll tell the story here. All right. As I'm getting my teeth cleaned and the scraping is happening and they're poking your gums and they're telling you, hey, of course, like you're bleeding from the gum because you just poked me with a sharp pokey thing.
That'll actually kind of tie into the story.
As she is cleaning my teeth, I started thinking, are there people out there that love this? That it is a satisfying feeling for them to go to the dentist, lay back in that seat, and just fall asleep while they're cleaning your teeth. And then, because she was so gentle, she was so good. And I did good, too. Like, she was like, you're perfect. Your teeth are great. I was like, oh, thank you very much.
You can't open your mouth too wide, or else they'll be like, that's not good.
Yeah, until the dentist came in and was like, you might need a root canal. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they were like, oh, never mind. X-ray shows you don't.
Hold on. Dental question. Do you think it's because the dentist is just trying to upsell everybody? Or do you think
that's... Did you like beef in your queso?
Yeah. Or do you think that's why the person is just a hygienist? It's like, they can only see so many problems, and you need the dentist to be like...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you know, she still needs to get better.
So I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. I've always thought hygienists are in training to be dentists, but my friend's mom has been a hygienist her whole career, and she's awesome at it. So I don't know. That being said, Kevin and Alec have been waiting for me to say this on air. After the hygienist was done, I did say, "You're the best I've ever had in my mouth." And then I wanted to jump out of the window as it got very awkward and very quiet. She didn't even go, mm-hmm. She just turned around and started working on other things. And I just, my face, fortunately I had those sunglasses on and like I was, oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing.
I'm not going to tell it right here and right now, but our next live event, come up to me and ask if there's a more embarrassing mouth-based Corey Major story that included a high school athlete. And the answer is yes.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely. And I will tell you that story because it's amazing.
It is hilarious unfortunate. That was the thing. I started thinking, do people like getting their teeth cleaned? Is it relaxing?
There are actually multiple people.
What's the odd thing that you like? So anyway, go ahead, Kevin.
From the 817, people that would like a teeth cleaning are future serial killers.
I agree.
But then somebody said from the 469, my wife loves the dentist. I've called her a psychopath on multiple occasions.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be that. The scraping is bad enough.
Yeah.
Let alone the poking.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't have a friendlier sound for that drill. Yeah. It like starts up and it goes, sunshine, lollipops, and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe I could get down with this. But instead, you're like, oh, no, they're going to drill on me.
Where is this hair spa I want to send my wife? OMG, Corey, what is this magical hair washing place called? I love getting my hair washed, scratched, braided. It's in Frisco. I'll find out what the name of the place is. I didn't even know this thing existed until today.
And it's probably not what I think, right? Where she like sits in a chair.
You lay down like you're in, like getting a massage.
Okay. But see, that's where I run into problems in my head. Cause I envision them like laying her hair out and kind of just chopping her hair and like, you know, doing that. And they're like, we're going to relax your follicles and everything like that.
They're really like spoon feeding their honey or something like that.
Exactly. And that's why I was like, that's probably not.
From the 682, I can relate to Corey's wife. I love getting my hair cut because the woman who washes my hair has the softest hands I've ever felt. I go to Sports Clips. I go to Sports Clips. I do like the wash. I will say every once in a while, I'll say, as long as I'm not going straight home to take a shower. You know, if I'm going straight home and take a shower, I don't need you to wash my hair. But if I got other things to do, I'm like, yeah, go ahead and wash that. And they have a little vibrating chair that you can sit in while you're doing it too. From the 817, love the dentist cleaning. I love how my teeth. I like how my teeth feel afterward.
Yeah, but the process
of it is terrifying. They're stabbing you. It's not fun.
Alec?
From the 817, I like to push on a bruise. Interesting. See, this is what I'm talking about here. These are weird things.
Now I want to, dang it. Alec, why don't you give your answer?
I like the answer after.
Real quick, Halo Head Spa is the name of the place that I'm writing that down today. Somebody just texted that in.
I could probably benefit from that.
You have hair.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of it. I was going to say something crazy, but I do like the result of going to the dentist. I hate the process. because it's the most random specific thing. The toothpaste is so like crusty. I don't like it. The toothpaste that they use.
Oh, it's like baking soda.
Yeah,
you know, it's like flavored chunky baking soda.
I don't like it. It's gross.
And I'm sure it's just an economics issue, but do you ever feel like the dentist doesn't trust us with that full tube of toothpaste? They're like, no.
The sample that they give
no,
you?
No, but they're like, that's all you get. We're going to give you the
because
toothpaste
you
like you're 4 years old.
You got to go buy the
okay
tube.
What are they, like drug dealers? All right, you got to check out some of this Crest. Winterfresh is the new hot thing. But come on.
Got that pandemic. That's from The Wire.
Y'all are making me wish I had hair again.
There were 41 different names for the drugs in The Wire, by the way.
Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki.
What happened to Wallace? With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Mavericks legend and good luck charm Rolando Blackman next right here on The Fan.
Same play now. Here comes Flagg. Two-man pick and roll. The roll. Oh! Right over Madunga. Cooper Flagg.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope we're going to chat with Rolando Blackman in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, we will talk with Dallas Wings star Arike Ogunbowale as we lead into their
good
season opener against the Lynx and another Shakira ticket giveaway. Right now, though, I've seen this suggestion from a couple places. We kind of kicked it around in the crosstalk just a little bit, but I wanted to go through it with you and see if this is what you think.
Okay.
We can't say, and this is from Matolo, we can't say it's time to move on from the Luka trade until the Mavs draft Cooper Flagg, the pick is official, and Nico is out. And so, like, I think we all agree that those first two things will happen. Like, Tim McMahon put us all at ease and was like, hey, they're not taking offers. They're not chopping the pick. The Mavericks are going to trade or are going to draft Cooper Flagg. The pick's going to be official. He's going to be on the team. It's the other part. I just don't think it's going to happen. But then I've seen multiple people jump in and be like, you make that pick and Nico is out. That's the only way you can really turn the page on the Luka trade. What do you think about that concept?
I don't know that I think Nico or Dumont agree. And because they made that trade, they can say they didn't know how much the people cared.
You think they're BSing about that?
How do you not know?
I'm with you on that.
That doesn't make any, then you're completely out of touch with your fan base. Again, maybe it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes it gets contentious between GM's ownership and fans. The reason being, fans are entitled. We are. Look, man, I put my heart and soul into this team. I think about them all the time. I'm constantly wanting them to win. I watch all their games. I pay to go to their games. I am entitled to something here, and my opinion should mean something. Well, in the grand scheme of things, those guys, it's their job, and you're not entitled to tell them how to do their job. So they're going to do their job the way they think is best fit. Now, Nico thinks this is the best route,
yeah,
and he put together what he thinks is a really good team. Granted, they could be.
Yeah.
They could be a very good team. Oft injured, yes, but they could be very good. Add a point guard to this thing during this offseason, obviously a Duke point guard, because
that's
Kyrie,
yeah,
Derek Lively, Cooper Flagg, like those things.
Jones when we had the shot.
Yeah, so add a point guard to this thing, and you're probably feeling pretty good. And maybe they feel Brandon Williams is the point guard that they can rock with because everybody else is talented enough, and he's a good scorer and a distributor.
He did feel like kind of a revelation last year.
But I think that in his opinion, I've done the right thing. Y'all did not know it. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't agree with it. It's not popular. But for me, I think it's the right thing, and I think it's going to lead us back to wins.
See, I think, and because
I'm not arguing that for him, by the way, Kevin.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's thinking.
And I think the Mavericks already let us know when he did his presser at the end of the season that he's not going anywhere. Like, I don't think Nico's leaving. For me, this is how I'm going to turn the page. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to, like, stop paying attention to Luka. I'll definitely still care. But to me, you got gifted a basketball miracle, and I'm going to take advantage of it, and that's how I'm going to turn the page. Right now, the man who helped us get Cooper Flagg, Mavericks legend Rolando Blackman. Good afternoon, sir.
It is a good afternoon. I wish I was feeling better. I'm feeling kind of down now. Just a terrible virus or something happening. But I tell you what, the draft is going to be something special. That'll make anybody feel good coming on up. For sure, next week.
See,
I love that.
I love that. Now, I'm curious, your nerves in general or your nerves on the stage, because I know when we watched you playing for the Mavs, it didn't seem like you ever had any nerves, but how are you feeling up there on the stage, especially when it got to the last four?
No, it wasn't. You know, something I don't usually have nerves, anything like that, especially when I have time to prepare in anticipation of understanding what I'm going up against. So there's no time for nerves. There's just time for thought and thinking. But when there are lottery balls, I'm looking at the stage and I'm going to myself, well, I'm going to try to bring a hard, fantastic, positive spirit to this whole thing, that we're going to be number one. We're going to be number one. We're going to be number one. And that's what I was thinking the whole time as far as that's concerned. And I tell you what, when we got to that number four, all of a sudden the top four, I was looking at those guys like, man, we are going to be number one. And they kept calling all the way down to, and the second pick goes to San Antonio. That means the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, my God. My brain was busting. I was so, so happy for our franchise, for our fans. I was feeling so good for the renewal program, the program now where we can all be happy again and to move forward on a regular basis. 25-26, let's go.
Do you, because we've gotten a lot of feedback from fans, and I'm sure you've heard it for a long time, or at least the last several months. Do you think a lot of fans will be able to kind of have that sense of renewal? It's like, hey, I still miss Luka. I love Luka, but now we got new team, new season, Cooper Flag, let's go.
Well, it's sports, and it's an open opportunity to being able now to have a renewal, to being able to move forward on what is done, has been done. Now, the important factor is that, we haven't seen Nico's dream come through yet, simply because everybody got busted away. Everybody was unhealthy last year and wasn't able to put the team together. So we'll see exactly what happens in another year or two to see if he was right or if he was wrong. But the idea is to come at this whole thing with enthusiasm of building a team, which I know Nico did that in the idea of building the team and helping the team move forward. It's just, when you trade and you trade away as someone who's internal to everybody's spirit, everyone's favorite son, that makes it very, very difficult to move forward. But hopefully with this opportunity, we'll get a chance to, he'll get a chance as well as the rest of the coaching staff, get a chance to rebuild and to move forward and to see if we can't build a winning team to being able to move forward. Everybody's still going to miss Luka. But hopefully that'll subside as time goes on.
Do you mentioned it. Do you think that most of the people within the organization know the vision that he wants and that can be pulled off?
Well, the thing about it is that they know it now. And the important factor is that, you know, they have the team that has that kind of vision. That's why they made all those moves to being able to have an offensive and defensive team, guys that could put the ball in the hole and guys that could defend the position, which is very, very important, because as you'll be watching the league now and you're watching all over the place, they're going at all the star players that not necessarily have a defensive quotient to them. So like you'll watch them going up against Brunson, you'll see them going up against a lot of players now who can't hold a position, and therefore they're the breakdown. And so you just have to go with the philosophy of what needs to get done. But Nico's idea of having an offense and a defensive balance, we'll see if that comes through as far as that's concerned. But I tell you what, in truth and in harmony, it's very, very difficult as far, of course, to being able to get rid, talk about moving away from a son who was born here at 18 and is an international superstar in what he can do. But he can do that on the offensive end. Now we'll see if we can't see what Nico's dream is on the defensive end and put both of them together. But that's yet to be seen. So we'll have to see what we can do with this draft to make that happen for our Mavericks fans.
Now, the report is that the Mavericks, with that number one overall pick that you were there for, will be
going
with Cooper Flagg. I'm curious, have you met him? Did you get a chance to talk to him while you were up there? And what are your thoughts on him as a player in general?
No, I didn't get a chance to meet him. Our president, Rick Welts, got a chance to talk to him and have a chance to see him. But I've seen him play. I've seen him play over 14, 15 times during this year, as far as that's concerned. And I think he's a tremendous player. The important factor is that he's a different player than what Luka would be, because Luka is the surefire scoring phenom in putting that ball in the hole. against anybody. One-on-one, he cannot be guarded, period. That's all there is to say, period. Now, the other side is that this guy is a Swiss Army knife. Now, he's going to be able to play defense, offense. He's going to be able to put the ball in the hole, guard. The guards are another person's best offensive player, that kind of a thing, too. I forgot a guy by the name of, used to play in Utah, called Andre Karolinko. I think as time goes on, we'll be able to go back to that name and see how he was a Russian player who could play all the positions and do those types of things. I don't think he's going to be as explosive as Luka on the offensive end, but we'll have to wait and see how that all boils down to as to what his value is and where he's implemented as far as the team is concerned. But he's going to have to be on the floor. He's going to have to play.
Now, we're talking with Rolando Blackman, as if you didn't know, right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious how invested you are in the Knicks in the playoffs. They've gone a long time without winning a title. Obviously, you were part of the team that got as close as possible. Have you been invested in the Knicks playoff run?
I haven't been invested at all. Not even a nickel out of a dollar. So the important factor with that is I'm here in New York. I'm here in Dallas.
Get him!
I'm here in Dallas, and I want those guys to do well and to come through. This is a team. This is the place that I helped build. Going out to Athens, Texas, Waxahachie, running all around different places, sending out pamphlets and brochures, and making sure that they knew a new team was here and a new opportunity was here, and helped build this whole thing. So I want to see the Mavs win and the Mavs continue to flow forward to another championship in that era. So the important fact is I've been watching all the playoffs, but I haven't been invested in anything except for what the Mavs do. So I'm hopeful that 25-26 can be something very special where all the fans and I can come back in and really have a chance to watch a team format into something special. That's what I want, and that's the truth.
I'm with you.
That answer. I really do. Now, I hope you enjoy this story. I asked Chris Arnold if he thought you would think it's funny, and he said, yeah, go for it. So our former co-host Mike Bassick, major league pitcher, now broadcasting for the Rangers, he told us a story years and years ago when he was playing in Major League Baseball that him and all of his teammates went to a strip club.
An adult dance club.
And this one lady was trying to like convince him to get a dance, and she said, you know, I'm from Panama. And Mike's response was, did you know that Rolando Blackman was also from Panama? And he said at that moment, the dancer looked at him and decided it was time to move on to somebody else.
How interesting that is, because I was hoping the story would be something.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Something I was hoping the story would be something more valuable than that. Just like anything else, sometimes we have the low point of the show, and we can all move on to know that the important factor with Mike, I hope that the next dancer fulfills his wishes, and the last part of that is that I'm glad that everybody knows that I wasn't the one at the damn dance club.
That's true. Very true.
What's all important is that the hoop time is here for our Mavs fans. We're hoping and wishing and know that Nico and the rest of the group knows that this is a great opportunity for us to fulfill the dreams and wishes of our fans, our area here, the Dallas Mavericks. So it's great to have this finite point of just a super time now to have everybody enthusiastic, as I am also. So let's keep it that way and move forward and stay focused on what we got to be able to accomplish, because we got to wait till Kyrie gets back in March, he'll be back as far as the team is concerned, and then have the opportunity to really go and fill the positions that we need, like a point guard, and having the opportunity to bring in a great player. It could be Flag, but we'll see what they do. But the important thing is to be able to move this team forward and get our fans back into an enthusiastic level.
Yeah, that defensive front part of it, I know regarding point guard for this season is important until Kyrie gets back. Do you have an idea of what you would like to see from that position, aside from their defensive part? More distributor, high score? What are you wanting from the point guard that could step in there?
Well, the point guard has to have a duality. In today's game, you have to have a duality. You cannot be throwing players out there that are stubs. You can't do that. The person has to be able to have an opportunity to put the ball in the hole from outside. And it doesn't have to be from three, but they have to be able to shoot the basketball, and they have to be able to penetrate and distribute and have some stewardship in them. So I don't know how many more point guards there are in the league in that realm, but we've got to get some experience and all those things too, because that's where Lively comes alive. That's where Gafford becomes alive. That's where now you have an opportunity for Washington, who can play the game and lead, can do his job. Najee Marshall now can catch the basketball with a great rotation and penetrate and put himself in a place to being able to do a great job in that too. Young Christie can have an opportunity to have more open shots without putting the ball on the floor and aid in his development, and really have the opportunity for our team to be successful from someone with a heady thought process and knowing what to do, not learning on the job at the point guard position, because that's disaster. And as the time goes on, you got to have somebody that knows what's happening. And with that, we'll have a team to move forward, as well as having a new young player. Hopefully it'll be Flag, but we'll see what they do down there. But we've got to level up on the experience. Now, you see the Western Conference, how tough it is. You see that. And then when you go up against an Eastern Conference team, they'll be the most ready team at the end. But to go through the Western Conference gauntlet, you have got to come ready. You cannot be over there putting your ingredients in the soup and tasting it. You got to know exactly how much the ingredients are and be able to put it together for something that's going to come out just the way you want it.
The last thing I want to mention, since you talked about helping spread the word about the Mavericks being here and being new to town, we've had multiple people mention that they went to your basketball camp every year or every other year and said, thank you for helping build this city.
The best camps in town when I was running them, for sure. You know, it's just, and I say that humbly, but I'm just telling you the truth, period.
Yep.
The important factor with it is that it was a time when I was going through my all-star times, running around, working out hard in the mornings, and getting up at 5 and doing my thing, and then coming to the camp at 8 o'clock. meeting all the parents as they came in with their kids, spending all day with the kids all through, and then staying after to be with the parents as they picked them up. It was it wasn't a star camp. It was a camp of having an opportunity to ingrain myself inside of the Dallas fabric and letting those kids know exactly how to make it. Because remember, I got cut in the seventh grade. I got cut in the eighth grade. I got cut in the ninth grade. I made the 10th grade JV team. Then the JV team moved up to my junior year and then my senior year. But by my senior year, I was top five in New York City. So please understand that there's a journey for everything that you want to attain. The important factor is to have focus. The important factor is to have the implementation of what your fire is inside and to know and understand that it's going to take time, but never, never quit.
Man, thank you so much. You're always great on our show. We really appreciate it. And thanks for getting us the number one pick as well.
Hey, listen, I was happy to be there and happy to be part of the Luck format and happy to help bring it to Dallas. And it's just a great situation now. Now let's go Mavs.
That's right. That's right.
Love it.
Feel better,
bro.
Feel better, man.
Lando Blackman, Rolando Blackman, right here.
Enjoy the time.
Absolutely. On 105.3 The Fan. I want to call him Ro, but I don't feel comfortable.
Okay.
Like, I want to call him that, but I don't know him well enough, I think.
Dude, you hung out with him in a suite.
I know.
You and y'all were best friends that night. He let you talk his ear off.
And what I learned is he gave me his real phone number.
That is true.
That was exciting. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go to Globe Life Field and chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you're still looking for a place to watch the Stars game tonight, Cosm. There's going to be Stars watch party at Cosm tomorrow if you want to make it happen.
Dude, you'll feel like you're right there in the middle of the game. It'll be right there in your face.
Corey, would you possibly allow a shout out? This is a pretty sweet one.
Today's Thursday, but it's the end of Thursday, so I'll allow it.
All right. They said, hey guys, Brandon here. I know it's not Friday. That's how I like it when they're like, hey, I know this is against the rules, but can I please get a shout out? I don't know if I can listen tomorrow because we're leaving for Hawaii with my girlfriend, and I'm going to propose to her while we're there. Wish me luck.
Odyssey app travels all over the world, so.
That's a great point, Corey, even on the plane.
Oh, yeah, good luck also on your future engagement.
Right now, let's turn our attention to Globe Life Field, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I wanted to get y'all's one take about a specific thing in the schedule that I thought was fascinating. The Eagles and Commanders play twice in the span of 3 weeks. I know we've seen this before. This is not new in and of itself, but I was curious if y'all like that and brought us, if you went through that and you had to prepare for the same team twice in 3 weeks, if you enjoyed that.
Man, I wouldn't enjoy that. I think that to me that there's, you know, there's things that you might want to work on. Maybe you're trying to get somebody back from injury. You know, like maybe you lose a guy for 2-3 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, instead of maybe only losing him the one game, you've lost him for both games. So that would bother me in that way for sure.
Brings luck and injury luck into it too lopsided.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Hagee, real quick. I noticed on the schedule, and I've never seen this before in all the years I worked in the National Football League. How close those Monday night games were for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
When it goes Arizona, bye, and then the Raiders. I don't think I've ever seen that done that way, you know, in working league. I'm sure there's somebody on the text will say, oh, no, Broadus in 1995, they did it, you know. But I don't ever remember seeing a schedule where it was Monday night game, bye, and then Monday night game again.
Yeah, that is really strange. By the way, if you look past the first 8 weeks, so starting with the Arizona game, the Cowboys have more non-Sunday games than they do Sunday games. I believe they have 3 Sunday games, 5 non-Sunday games, and then the flex game against New York, which I would guess probably ends up on that Sunday as well. That does feel a little weird.
Really opens up the Sunday. I think that's a good schedule for youth sports parents, to be honest with you.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
From a pre and post standpoint, we actually get to enjoy like the red zone Sunday experience,
there you go. Yes,
which is not something we get to do as much of anymore.
Well, from a post standpoint, it's kind of awful for us. It's like the Thursday and Monday night games.
Yeah.
But yes, the glass half full look is like, okay, we get to red zone our balls off on Sunday, which is awesome.
I got a date with Scott Hansen for 7 straight borderline commercial-free hours.
All right. As long as it's that Hansen, I think you're fine. Now, how are you guys feeling about the Stars game tonight? Is the series going to get closed out?
Man, I kind of anticipated this would be 3-1 Stars. Winnipeg just goes all out, and they have their best game tonight, and the series goes back to Dallas in Game 6. But you might just have a broken Winnipeg Jets team. And especially now that the Oilers wrap this thing up, maybe for the Stars, there's even added motivation. We don't want to keep this thing playing to give Edmonton some more extra rest. With them closing out Vegas in surprising fashion with how easily they just passed to the Golden Knights, that should have been a sweep. I think maybe the Stars are able to just wrap this thing up tonight.
You know, I've been going back and forth with this myself, Wolchuk, so I understand your plight right now. I like the down a peg theory that they came here, a team that was, you know, brought back to life by that shut up, but now you've knocked them down a peg and they're ready to go home and die. But I haven't seen that from this team. I think we trust the pattern, which is they're terrible on the road. You get them in Game 6.
Are you guys concerned? You mentioned Edmonton, sorry, and I want to go back to the Stars game. At this Stuart Skinner, like if you win this series and you start getting shutout Stuart Skinner, that is kind of terrifying for an already scary Edmonton team.
Yes, but you have a couple of things in your favor and that the previous opponent there did not have, and that would be the finish factor, you know, and what Jim Neal did for you at the deadline. You also have a superstar factor that other teams, you know, might not be able to fully harness right now. Mikko Rantanen, fully dominant. I would say, you know, that is a game-changing factor. When you're in a good, like, a tug-of-war with an equal opponent, you look for guys like Rantanen. The other night, you know, Granlund, that just have the ability to push you over the top here in these big moments. And I think the front office here, the coaching staff, it's all coming together to make me confident here no matter what the opponent is right now. The Stars are clearly the best team, Heggie.
Yeah, I think you can match them now stars for stars, if you want to say that.
Yeah.
The ice isn't clearly shifted into, say, Edmonton's favor with Dreisaitl and McDavid in that. You have superstars on your own end that can match that. Besides that, too, I think you have one of the best goalies now in the Western Conference.
Agreed. In the penalty kill, right? I mean, like last year.
Oh, my God.
That's clearly what switched the series. Yep. The Stars were on the verge of going up what seemed like 3-1. And then all of a sudden, here comes Edmonton, and McDavid in the power play couldn't be stopped. The Stars' penalty kill has been absolutely phenomenal, and you just got Miro back, so it should get even better.
I'm absolutely with you. Remind everybody where you guys are at today and what's coming up on the program.
We are at the Globe here, Comerica Backyard, suite level center field, basically. If you're coming to the game, please come say hi as we get the silver boot started tonight. Astros in town. Leah Asimakopoulos is going to join us at 2:40, Stars beat writer. Sporzy's actually going to join us at 4, and Tim McMahon at 4:20. So it's a loaded Thirsty Thursday here in the nation, Heggie.
Ooh, I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Go see them at Globe Life Field. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Go get Rangers, Kevin.
Go get Rangers.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market?
Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.